Explain to us what photo books are.
Well, photo books are books done by photographers or published by traditionally published by trade houses. But now with print-on-demand, photo books have kind of bloomed into a vehicle for any photographer to get his or her work out to the public.
Now, how does that work, Karen, with a print-on-demand? Do you have to guarantee a certain number of copies?
Print-on-demand is they're online companies, and you can buy one or many. So usually you'll find the price a little higher than a regular trade book because they're publishing in volume.
And the author, as it were, the photographer, submits camera, or what we used to call camera-ready art. I mean, the design is all...
Most of these companies offer templates where you can select the way you'd like your pages to look, and you upload your photographs yourself.
I see.
You can also upload an entire design. So some photographers work with designers to create quite polished looking pieces.
Huh. And when you order a book on demand, how long does it take to actually get the finished product?
Well, it's probably a matter of 8 days, 2 weeks usually.
So you started out as a photography teacher, or probably as a photographer yourself, but then you got into teaching, and then tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I started seriously in photography during a midlife crisis and spent a couple of years in the darkroom after that. So I worked in black and white and color darkroom, and then recently switched to digital. But I've been photographing for, almost 20 years. And along the way, I started assisting my favorite teacher, who then invited me to co-teach with her. And for the past several years, I've been teaching myself. I've taught mostly in the Boston area at Art Institute of Boston, Radcliffe Seminars, Leslie Seminars, and now at the Griffin Museum of Photography.
That's really interesting that you now are showing the work of other photographers.
How did you end up in Hudson?
We lived in Cambridge for almost 30 years and were looking for a change. We were familiar with Hudson and other Rivertown communities. We were looking for a town that was interested in the arts, and it didn't take long to fall in love with Hudson, and we were very lucky to find someplace on Warren. So as I say, we live over the store, and once we moved to Hudson, we realized we could start a gallery, so we did.
Oh, so you didn't necessarily have the intention of starting a gallery before you came?
No, we didn't, but within 2 months, it was up and running.
Well, it's nice to have a gallery devoted to photography. There was, of course, Carrie Haddad's photography gallery, which was really gorgeous, but didn't last all that long. She still, I think, exhibits photographs, but... And now there's also the new Hudson Museum of Photography. Have you been there?
I have. It was a very exciting opening night. And I was sorry to see